Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number two, betting above the rim right here on Sports Grid. I'm your host, Kevin Walsh. Great stuff from Coach James Young inside our opening hour. Let's now reset the deck. We've got an NBA champion, and we've got 2023 NBA championship odds that we will get to in this hour, along with MVP odds and the 10 best players in the NBA, according to me. Now, there are a lot of NBA headlines that are catching the attention. And let's start with the big one that came out just the other day. Kenny Atkinson, after seemingly being locked in and agreeing to a deal to become the Charlotte Hornets head coach, has said, honestly, never mind. That album stinks. Kenny Atkinson has decided that he is going to stay as the top assistant in Golden State. Now, part of that, I guess, is maybe he was not necessarily the top assistant with Mike Brown there, who is going to be leaving for the Sacramento job. So you have to imagine there's a bit of a pay bump, certainly, for Kenny Atkinson. Is it as much money, though, as he was being offered to be the head coach in Charlotte? Probably not. So what's the big read here? It has to be that Steve Kerr's days are numbered. The Golden State Warriors, and we know this, as much as anybody in the NBA, want to be great forever. This is not a short-sighted team. They have every intention of staying as one of the best teams in the NBA after Steph Curry, Draymond, and Steve Kerr. So this team having a succession plan in place for when Steve Kerr retires makes a lot of sense. The thing is, when is Steve Kerr going to be retiring? See, Kenny Atkinson isn't 40 years old. He is 2 years younger than Steve Kerr. So this, to me, would suggest that Steve Kerr could be retiring sooner than later. How soon? And why? Now, the why is pretty easy. We know that Steve Kerr has had the back issues. Health could very well be playing a factor here, okay? I also think kind of coaching at this level can be taxing. Steve Kerr's accomplished it all now. 4 championships as a head coach. This one obviously was, I think this one meant a lot to this group, and you could tell it meant a lot to this group. Steve Kerr might want to bring it back a little bit, maybe get back to an analyst role, something he's done and done well. Maybe he goes into the front office with Golden State, something that he's done as well during his time in the NBA. So he has plenty of options as well, Steve Kerr, if he wants to pull back from the coaching ranks. But the big question beyond the why is the when. Could it be this summer? Could it be this summer? I don't think so. I think you take a chance at running it back. I think there's a reason why they've already said he's going to be the top assistant as opposed to maybe even, you know, kind of offering a little bit more noise there, right? So I don't think Kerr retires this summer. Beyond that, one more year makes sense. If Steve Kerr logged 3 more years as a head coach, I would be pretty surprised. If you over under 2.5 more years for Steve Kerr, you'd take the under. 2 more years for Kerr, and you would think he'd be gone. Because if not, what are you doing if you're Kenny Atkinson? I mean, people are kind of laughing and joking how things are disarray in Charlotte. Nothing's changed since he said yes to when he said no, other than maybe getting the idea that the Golden State job is his when Kerr is done, and that might be sooner than later. The radio audience is here on a Sunday morning. Kevin Walsh right here on the Sports Grid Network, BATR. We appreciate our radio audience and all those who are watching and listening across any of the Sports Grid platforms. Now, quickly, I will mention as well with that Hornets Golden State news, we're hearing that it looks like the Hornets are going to be one of a couple of teams, including the Sacramento Kings, that will be looking into signing Kevon Looney this summer, which is a good reminder how Golden State will be looking to run it back, but running it back means Steph, Draymond, Clay, and everything else is going to be questionable. Jordan Poole has a bag coming his way, which, you know, he is very, very, very excited for. And Andrew Wiggins has already tried to figure out the extension situation in Golden State. He has every reason to want to stay in Golden State. There was an idea that the Warriors might look to move on from Andrew Wiggins, use his big salary and kind of fresh coat of paint that they've been able to put on him, an NBA All-Star this year, and see if they could move him for maybe an even better player as a part of a legitimate package, potentially. But now Andrew Wiggins, who again was the second best player during the NBA Finals and is only 27 years old, maybe they do look to extend an Andrew Wiggins. But again, that means paying people, and it's just a reminder that, you know, that Golden State crew that closed it out in Boston isn't necessarily going to be the one that's going to be coming back. I'll bring this one up here quickly. It's a Bradley Beal story. It's a little odd. And I think it'll factor maybe even into a couple of the other upcoming conversations we're going to have here on the show. But the report right now coming from The Athletic is that Bradley Beal has made his decision but won't be announcing it just yet. Now, there was also a quote around...
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
From someone talking to Bradley Beal, who said, what do you expect from the NBA free agency? He said, I expect it to be crazy as always. And then the follow-up was, well, what do you think about your own situation? He said, probably crazy as well. My read is Bradley Beal is going to be moving on from Washington. That's my read, okay? I just think if you were staying, you're keeping it a little more clear-cut and obvious. That's a huge piece of news, if true.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're live with you right here on Sports Grid. We're just kind of buttoning up that Bradley Beal news. And the next couple of topics here, it could really impact that news quite a bit. The 2023 odds are out, and we're either talking about to win the title or to win the MVP. I want to start with MVP. I think it's a nicer transition. Kofsky's going to jump in the mix with me here. Kofsky, let me ask you this, okay, right off of the bat here. You see the first three names, Luka, Embiid, Giannis. What was your, because I had a big takeaway. What was your first takeaway when you saw the first three names on the board for the 2023 NBA MVP odds?
I mean, it kind of makes sense with the Embiid and Giannis, right? Embiid should have probably won it this year. They gave it to Jokic. Embiid, clearly the better player. Stats prove that. Hanging around there, should have probably won it 2 years ago too, but then got hurt. So him right there around 1-3 makes sense. He's always in the running. Giannis winning it 2 years ago also makes sense. You know, you think maybe if Middleton didn't go down, they weren't so banged up, maybe weren't so gassed winning the title, he'd be winning it. Now, Luka's interesting, right? Because he wasn't in the running last year, wasn't in the running year before, but he's that name. You know, I speak to Keith, speak to guys. A lot of people are saying Luka. Luka's the guy to win the MVP. So then, to me, the names are interesting. A little surprised that Jokic is not in the top three. You know, he's defending MVP guy. You would think maybe the defending MVP champion should be in the top three, but, I mean, listen, he wasn't really deserving of it this season. He got it, so maybe that's why he's down in the top five. But not really too – nothing really surprised me about that. I kind of feel like the league and the betting public, they're going to start taking numbers on Luka. They think, all right, Luka, he's going to take that next step. He's going to be the guy next year. You see him progressing. He's due to win MVP. So I think that's kind of why you see Luka as a favorite right now at 550 for the MVP.
So I think what you said about Luka was really interesting, because I think there's a lot of people, I think the narrative right now around Luka is this is his year. I don't disagree. Right. I think Luka should be the favorite. What I think some people are forgetting, Luka was favored to win the MVP this season, and that fell apart pretty quickly. So Luka is not, it's just the first year we think this guy can win it. Or No. There's been expectations on Luka before. And it serves as a reminder that it is a little bit difficult to win the MVP award when you're expected to win the MVP award. Luka is going to have to average 28-8-8 and be a top four seed in the Western Conference probably to be in the mix here. Are the Mavs going to be good enough to be a top four seed in the Western Conference? Now, we know that this year, ultimately, the Dallas Mavericks were near the top of that leaderboard, right? They ultimately played and hosted the Utah Jazz. The problem for Luka was he missed a little bit of time, and the bigger guys just had some better seasons. Luka makes sense as the favorite. But I got to be honest with you, Kofsky. I don't think Joel Embiid belongs at plus 550. My problem with Embiid is I have said I don't think he has much equity in this award. I've been saying this for years now because of his health. Now, he nearly proved me wrong this year. There's a lot of people that thought Embiid actually deserved MVP. But then you saw come out, all right, and caught him in the playoffs. The health struck. I think for Embiid, not that everything went his way, because I don't think everything went his way, but to be that healthy, play that well, and still miss out, Kofsky, I just struggle to think that enough of those things are going to break right for Embiid. If forget price, okay, for a second, most likely to win the award, I'm not sure Embiid would be in my top five, Kofsky.
Yeah, I mean, listen, K-Dub, the number to me makes sense, but am I betting Embiid to win the MVP? No, you make a great point, right? Basically, what else does he have to do to win MVP? If he didn't win it last year when he was clearly the best player in the league, stayed healthy, probably one of the most healthy seasons he's had so far in the league, then what else does Embiid have to do? You make a great point. He was healthy last season, kind of got banged up in the playoffs. Will he give it a full season? I think this number indicates, and we know we say it all the time, the playoffs don't really indicate these numbers, but I think the reason why he is a second favorite is you saw it. When Embiid was out early in that Miami series, the Sixers, it looked terrible. It looked like a play-in team. And Embiid came in, even though he wasn't 100%. They played a lot better. They played up to their standards. So I think that's kind of why he's in that number. He knows he's going to hang around there. But I'm with you. I'm not putting any money on Embiid to win the MVP, especially at plus 550. It's just not juicy enough for me.
Yeah, and here's the deal. So this is where, because I wanted to find an angle to work Beal in. Here's where Beal works in. We know the Sixers, we've heard the Sixers at least, as a potential Bradley Beal destination. If I just tell you Beal ends up in Philly, Harden is still there, of course, and Embiid. I can't tell you anything beyond that, but that trio is there. Beal is in Philly. Are you more likely or less likely to bet Embiid then for an MVP award?
Less likely, because of two reasons. One, he don't have to do everything by himself. You can rely on Bradley Beal. And two, where this season, where he was kind of banged up, the Sixers were like, well, we got to get him going. We have no one else to put in there. If you have Bradley Beal and James Harden, you can afford to give Joel Embiid breaks if he's banged up, not 100%. Playing less games, not playing those full games you play this year. So I'd be less likely to throw my money on Embiid if they acquired Bradley Beal.
I totally agree. I totally. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm talking about with Beal being a difference maker in this market. The one thing that's interesting for me, and let's find that Bradley Beal price at 100-1. If Beal lands in the right scenario, now Philly isn't it. Philly is Embiid's team. He would not be an MVP candidate to me. If he lands in Miami, could Jimmy Butler take a legitimate back seat because Jimmy is that unselfish? Maybe. Maybe. If he lands in Atlanta, I'm not sure. But those are the things that obviously matter when we're talking about it. The other thing I'll quickly say on that top group there is I actually think Giannis and Luka should have the same number. Giannis is going to be deep in the mix. What Giannis did last year, obviously, in the NBA Finals, it was going to be a little bit maybe tough for him to win the MVP this coming season, but he was awesome. He was deep in the mix. He got first place votes. Expect Giannis to be in the hunt. Who else, when we talk about this MVP board, Kofsky, man, we could do this for so long. Who else on this MVP board caught your eye?
Two long shots, and I want your opinion on them. One, Trae Young at 41-1, coming off his best season shooting, field goal-wise, 3 points, right? He's getting better. He's getting more experience, controlling his emotions. Mm-hmm. You'd have to think the Hawks are going to probably get him somebody else there to kind of vibe with. Can he take the next step and become MVP? And then this one right here, longer shot for me. Anthony Edwards at 65-1, right? Some people are saying Cat might get moved. If Cat doesn't get moved, some people are saying this is Anthony Edwards' team. Anthony Edwards was the man for the Timberwolves in the playoffs. Building off of that, coming in his third season, Anthony Edwards can shine and maybe take that next leap. Between those two guys, Trae Young, Anthony Edwards, big value. But do you think any of those two guys have a legit shot of cashing in as the MVP next season, K-Dub?
I'm betting Trae over Anthony Edwards. I think Trae controls a lot. I think people don't really realize that Trae was top five scoring and assisting in the NBA this year. I think if he gets a Zach LaVine, it'll still be Trae Young's team, but the Hawks will be better. Their record will be better, and it will shine a better light than on the big Trae Young numbers. Anthony Edwards, not as much. I don't think he's there yet. I don't think Minnesota is there yet for what it would require for him to win an MVP. But while we're talking long shots, how about a guy that's underneath both of them? Damian Lillard, 80-1. Oof. We're going to do our top 10 ins and outs at the last segment here, okay? Ask yourself, again, at home, I'm dropping hints along the way. Where do you have Damian Lillard? Do you have him top 10? Is he just outside of it? Damian Lillard and that Portland Trailblazer team want to be competitive. I think JY made some fair points. Maybe they should blow it up. I hear you. But if that team adds OG Anunoby, another piece, and they're the fifth seed in the West, could Lillard average 30 a game? I mean, he's averaged 30 a game before in his career.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
And win an MVP. By the way, don't say fifth in the West isn't good enough. Nikola Jokic, sixth seed, won an MVP. There's a lot more coming at
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on Sports Grid. I want to finish one quick thing on the NBA MVP odds. Just a couple of big names who I want to point out. And they're all involving Los Angeles. First, Kawhi Leonard, 24-1. Kawhi makes sense if they confirm that he still plays basketball. If they confirm that, then we can take the Kawhi Leonard situation serious. But have we heard anything from Kawhi at all? No, we have not. But you'll see, and again, we're going to talk finals and odds. You will see he is high up in that mix when with Kawhi Leonard, or the Clippers, rather. Could a number one seed for the Clippers be in reach? Yes. Kawhi's never won an MVP. That actually would be big for his legacy to try and put that there. The other two are LeBron and Anthony Davis. As far as LeBron goes, 28-1. It is probably at the point where LeBron's chance to win an MVP has gone, mainly because I don't know if the volume of games is there. The thing is LeBron is not the only person that is a problem for, right? A Kevin Durant, a Kawhi Leonard, who we just mentioned, a Joel Embiid at the top. But as far as the level of play for LeBron, 30 a game last year, that has not fallen by the wayside. And as far as the narrative goes, for the first time, LeBron doesn't need to be the best team in the NBA. He doesn't need to be the second best team. Doesn't need to be the third best team. If the Lakers are in the playoffs, people will be giving LeBron credit because of how dire the situation seems. The last name is Anthony Davis at 65-1. I bring that up not to tell you that there is value on Anthony Davis, but that number right there is actually, to me, the best example I could give people to explain to them what's really wrong with the Lakers. 2 years in a row, Anthony Davis had better MVP odds than LeBron. Now, that was always ridiculous. He was never going to win MVP on LeBron's team. It's LeBron's team. But it showed how Anthony Davis was respected and viewed in the market space. At 65-1, with Zion Williamson in front of him, Anthony Davis is not reliable. That is the biggest problem that the Lakers have. I don't really care what move the Lakers make. The big question will remain, can Anthony Davis stay on the floor? He's not bettable in this market. If Anthony Davis plays 75 games, it would be shocking to everybody. It'd be huge for the Lakers, but it would be shocking. And all of this applies to the NBA Finals odds. Kofsky's going to stick right here with me, Kofsky. Help me lead this off. We start at the top with these NBA Finals odds.
Yeah, the favorites right now for the 2023 NBA Championship, the reigning champion, the Golden State Warriors, your favorite at 5-1. Then, this is laughable, the Brooklyn Nets tied for second best with the Bucks, Celtics, all at 7-1. The Clippers, you heard K-Dub talking about with Kawhi, plus 750. The Suns, plus 950. The Heat, 15-1. Sixers, 16-1. I want to start with the Nets, because this is just laughable right here, right? Last year, the Nets were the favorite to win the NBA title. That didn't happen. Throughout the whole season, despite all their drama, Kyrie not playing, KD getting hurt, trading Harden, they are still the favorites going into the postseason. Get swept by the Boston Celtics. Now you're telling me to start next season. We don't even know if Kyrie's going to be on this Nets roster. We don't know if Ben Simmons is going to play. We don't know what the supporting cast is going to be. They're hanging the Nets at the second-best odds, tied for the second-best odds at 7-1. No, thank you. That's laughable. And K-Dub, it's not even like they're trying to get Brooklyn money. If you want Brooklyn money, know what the book should do? hanging them at like 10-1, 12-1, 15-1. Then someone might be like, oh, wow, the Nats at 12-1, 10-1? All right, I'll take that. At 7-1, it's laughable. Right there at the top, what do you think of all these teams before the double digits? The Warriors, Nets, yeah. Bucks, Celtics, Clippers, Suns, all before 10-1. What do you think about that?
So let's talk about what you talked about, the Brooklyn Nets. Mm-hmm. My expectation before I saw odds, right before we were posting 2023 title odds, was to be bullish on the Brooklyn Nets. I was like, I'm going to be on an island here. I'm going to talk about how good Kevin Durant still is, that Kyrie won't miss games, and that Ben Simmons is someone I'm still high on. And then they basically put him as the favorites in the East, and that's ridiculous. How are they in front of Milwaukee? Based on what? Based on nothing. Based on absolutely nothing. They're same odds as Milwaukee. Look, I love slander in the Celts. They swept the Nets. They swept them. Was Miami not the one seed? I mean, we're doing this again with the Miami Heat. If the Brooklyn Nets were 15-1, Kofsky, like the Miami Heat, oh, I'd be talking about those Brooklyn Nets. But yeah, they're still up here so high. Look, if I want to back the Nets to win the title, okay, if that's really what, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bet them game to game. I'm going to bet a win total. And I'm going to bet Kevin Durant MVP. Those are three ways I'm betting the Nets before I'm betting them. Well, are they going to be plus 150 to win the East again? I mean, come on. We can't be all this high up again. Last point, Koski, before we move further down the board here, all right? Look at those Phoenix Suns. You talk about the teams under 10-1. The Suns at plus 950. Sixth best odds. They go to the NBA championship. They were the best team in the NBA all season long. They lose in the second round in embarrassing fashion on their home floor in game number 7. And it looks like DeAndre Ayton isn't going to be on that roster. This Suns team, people thought were going to be around forever. And the Suns now aren't even top 5 title odds. What are they doing with this DeAndre Ayton situation? One of the more puzzling scenarios in the league, Kofsky.
Yeah, great point, K-Dub. I'm not touching the Suns' number until I know what's up with Ayton or what they're going to do to replace Ayton.
Yeah.
Suns, they were good last year, good the year before. They didn't get it done this past season, and now losing Ayton, kind of scary. The one that really catches my eye is the Heat at 15-1. I think this is a great number, and I think if you like the Heat to win the title, you get on this now. If you're believing, like most of us do, that the Heat are going to go out there and get maybe that 1A player to pair with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo and upgrade their team, that 15-1 number is going to go down to 10, to plus money at 950, 8, and throughout the season. So if you like the Heat and you believe they're going to kind of make a move like I do, and K-Dub does, hop in at 15-1. Past the Heat, though, Sixers at 16-1. The Nuggets, 17-1. The Mavericks, 19-1. Now, let's just talk about that, right? Isn't it kind of crazy, K-Dub, the Nuggets before the Mavericks? And this number right here, the Mavericks go further than the Nuggets do last year. The Mavericks already acquire a Christian Wood. I mean, what's the reason behind that? They think Jamal Murray is going to come back and that makes him a better number than the Mavericks?
People love Denver. People really love Denver. Everybody's sleeper team, value team is always the Denver Nuggets. Now, I think that the Denver Nuggets being along the same lines as the Sixers is understandable. But they probably should both be back a little bit further. The Dallas Mavericks, I'm worried they're not going to do enough. I think Christian Wood's a nice addition, okay? But ultimately, does Denver belong? It's a good point. Do they belong in front of Dallas and Memphis? I'm not so sure. But let me harp on your Miami point because it's the best point anybody's going to make all show long. The Miami Heat, if Bradley Beal leaves, are the favorites for Bradley Beal if you've been paying attention. If the Miami Heat add Bradley Beal, right, who's leaving? Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson. The Miami Heat, if they add Bradley Beal, are no worse than 8-1 to win the title. Odds are going to be cut in half.
Yep.
If they add a Bradley Beal. And by the way, we know that they're going to be interested in Donovan Mitchell as well. Kofsky, it is an absolute spot-on point. If you want to be betting 2023 odds, you want to be beating the number? If you bet Miami at 15-1, you've got a chance to slaughter the number.
I totally agree. Great point. Go out there and get the Heat if you like that. Deeper plays. Yeah. All right. Your Lakers, 26-1. Zion and the Pelicans, 45-1. Yeah. The Jazz. This is a little interesting right here. The Jazz have always been a top team, right, coming into the season. 48-1 because of the question of what's going to happen with Gobert and Mitchell and the coaching. The Raptors, 60-1. The T-Wolves, 65-1. The Bulls, 65-1. The Hawks, 65-1. The Hornets at plus 1,100. The Cavs at plus 1,200. The Knicks, plus 1,300. And the Trailblazers, plus 2,100. Any deep plays out there for you that you kind of like? I mean, the Jazz number is really interesting to me, but, I mean, it makes sense with the uncertainty of Gobert, Mitchell, and no head coach right now.
All right, so there's a couple points I want to hit on here. I did the Atlanta thing with Sharp Pan last week. I don't need to do it again. I've talked about the Lakers stuff as well. I think it's a little surprising. There's absolutely no LeBron tax being applied. But there is a number on this board that almost suggests they know something we don't know, right? Koski, if you take a look here, right, the Washington Wizards, 240-1, right? Well, hey, maybe Beal's going to be getting going there. Look at the big Spurs numbers, the Pacers, these teams, right? The Portland Trail Blazers, 210-1. And all we keep hearing is the Blazers want to be competitive. Now, you can sit there and say to yourselves, but they're not going to be. 210-1, Kofsky, is not, we think the Blazers are bad. That's, in my opinion, we think Damian Lillard's going to be moved. And if Damian Lillard's on that roster and they're making moves to try and be competitive, they should be a playoff team. You shouldn't get playoff teams at 210-1. That Blazers number is a fascinating follow. And Damian Lillard is a fascinating player. He is maybe going to be inside my top 10 players in the NBA. That is next. Right here on BATR.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert...
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to...
get your bag!
Two ways to peel for a chance to...
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to...
get your bag!
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
For picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Top 10 players in the NBA. Why? Why not? The season is over. We have been able to take all of our information in. And I think we can make an informed description here of the 10 best players in the NBA. But I want to say one thing about this. So often for myself, I have described the 10 best players as, if we were going into the playoffs, who do I want my goals to win a title? And I was not putting any value into the regular season, and that's unfair. Availability, it's not the best ability, okay? But it is important. Health is important. If you are on my team and I'm guaranteed to be in the postseason, I'm guaranteed to be a top four seed, that matters. It's why a guy like Anthony Davis got no consideration here from me. Anthony Davis, after winning an NBA championship, was considered a top five player in the sport, unquestionably a top 10 player in the sport. He got no consideration for top 10 this year. There are two names who are not on this list that will be noteworthy. One because of stuff that I've said, one because of stuff that you out there perhaps believe. The one is because I'm an honest man, is I could not put Trae Young inside my top 10. You will find old K-Dub tweets about Trae Young being a top 10 player in the NBA, and I meant that when I said it. And then the Miami series happened. It was an unforgivable disaster for Trae Young. Box score plus minus, I know everybody isn't a super fan of those numbers, but just hear me out for a second. 93 players qualified for that statistic during this postseason. He finished 92nd, with only Dylan Brooks being worse. I mean, it was an unforgivable series. To be top 10, that can't happen. So hand up, I took out Trae Young. I also, of course, did not feature Jason Tatum on this list. I told you he wasn't top five, and I was met with pushback. And then he went out there and embarrassed a lot of you by showing he's not top 10. 2 points in the second half of a closeout game in your building? No way. Can't happen. You can't consistently promise that I'm going to get a game where you go out there and are 3 of 17 from the field. Jason Tatum was more reliable to add a clunker onto the stat sheet than give you the 30-plus that the Boston Celtics needed. They had a chance to win that title. And if Jason Tatum was a top 10 player in the NBA, they would have won that NBA championship. They would have. But he wasn't, so he's not on this list. And you might, oh, that's so slanderous. Well, then name the 10 better. How about I will? Number 10, Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard, who I have now talked about at various points in this show, is being disrespected when we talk about an MVP market. Looks like the Blazers' title odds are being even a little bit disrespected as well. Now, Dame was not great in the 29 games that we saw him for, or at least Damian Lillard great, right? 24 points and 7 assists. His shooting percentages had come way back. However, 2 years before that, Damian Lillard, 30 points per game. Remember Bubble Lillard? What looked like, truthfully, one of the best players in the NBA. I mean, what he did was nothing short of spectacular. And Damian Lillard followed that up, 28.8 points per game. I know the Blazers were a round one elimination, but Damian Lillard in that series averaged 34 points a game and 10 assists. Had a 55-10-6 game with 12 made threes that the Blazers lost. Is that Damian Lillard's fault? No, it is not. And I ask you this, right? When we talk about impact on title odds, right? Oh, what would Bradley Beal mean for this team? What would, Zach LaVine mean for this team? Damian Lillard is a shifter in a completely different way. I dropped Damian Lillard onto Miami. They're title favorites. Title favorites, in my opinion, if you had a player of Damian Lillard's caliber. I was on the cusp only because he did not play a lot of last season. But truthfully, if that team didn't do a fire sale, Lillard comes back, they make the playoffs, and who knows what kind of noise they make against the fraudulent Phoenix Suns, who offer up no top 10 players either. Number 9 could be a little controversial because it might feel a little bit low, but it's Joel Embiid. Number 2 last year in the MVP race, Joel Embiid checks in. Here is the thing with Embiid. I don't have enough trust in the health, one. And you saw that play out even during the postseason. Because, yes, did he only average 19.8 per games because he was probably injured? Yeah. But the thing is, you can often rely on Joel Embiid to probably be injured. He actually wasn't even out there, by the way, for the entire... Last year, he was injured in the playoffs, left 11 minutes in to a game number 4 against Washington and missed the closeout game 5. Joel Embiid, for some of the questions around that health, and by the way, what he did last year was spectacular, a scoring title, but that's not been Joel Embiid's entire career. Joel Embiid has been 30 points per game his entire career. Legitimate questions around that for Embiid, but not too many questions, okay? You trust Joel Embiid as a top 10 player in the NBA. Checking in at number 8, Jimmy Butler. Come on now. I mean, let's be honest here. Jimmy Butler, clearly a top 10 player in the sport. He proved it in this postseason. How many players have been better than Jimmy Butler over the last three postseasons? Dominance in the NBA Finals, special stuff in all three of the series, the 47-9-8 in Game 6 in Boston. Is that the best performance that any player offered up this postseason? Easily a top three. Jimmy Butler has proven what he can do in the playoffs matters. He's been better than Embiid in the playoffs over the last 3 years, unquestionably, and comparable regular seasons. Checking in at 7, Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi's a tough guy to rank. I flirted with leaving Kawhi off the list because if I'm talking about trust, how much can I actually trust Kawhi Leonard? There are people who think Kawhi belong higher on this board. Kawhi Leonard is a guy who struggles to get to the finish line. Didn't play a second last season. Did not play the final games of the Clippers season the year before that. You go back towards the bubble in the closeout game, 14 points, 6 of 22 from the field. And people are like, oh, he's tired. Oh, that's not a good enough of an excuse, by the way, okay? Kawhi Leonard is a guy with multiple finals MVPs, but do I trust him enough to stay healthy? That's the big problem. Coming in at 6, first time in a long time, you will not see this guy listed inside the top 5, but I think it's justified. It's Kevin Durant. Listen, people... I don't know where a lot of people would have KD, but what he did against Boston was unforgivable. Yeah, oh, 26, 6, and 6. He was horrible in that series, under 40% from the field. One of the games, he didn't even show up. 16 points on 11 shots. That cannot happen if you are Kevin Durant. And there is one name that you are very clearly going to now expect to be in front of him. I was so often a Kevin Durant better than Steph Curry guy. Steph against that same defense took their lunch. Kofsky, let me bring you in quick. Looks like I'm going to have to go rapid fire here, which I kind of knew was going to happen. You see 10 through 6. What's your takeaway there, Kofsky?
All right, well, first things first, K-Dub. Agree with you on the Jason Tatum not being in the top 10. If he was anywhere close to a top 10 player, the Boston Celtics would be playing a Game 7 tomorrow in the NBA Finals, but they're not. Jason Tatum, not a top 10 player in the league. He's on the cusp. I agree with you there. I don't agree with the Trae Young stuff, and I agree with you, though, played pretty poorly in the Miami series, but we can't forget about last postseason where he averaged 28 points per game. Like I mentioned before, getting better shooting this season coming into it, field goal wise and 3-point wise. I think Trae Young should be in the top 10. The two guys that I would take out so far, Damian Lillard. Now that one's a question for me because like you put him at 10, I could see it. But the fact that he was out last year, haven't seen him play in a year, but when he does play, he's one of the most electrifying players on the court. I understand that. But right now, I think I would put Trae over him. And then you're right. Kawhi Leonard, I think I would take out of there right there as well. Didn't play last year, barely played the year before. Is this guy still play basketball? I think that was a great point you made. So I agree with a lot of them, but I would take Kawhi out and I would take Damian Lillard out. I would slide in Trae Young for one of those guys. But I'm with you, though. It was tough, but I'm with you. Not putting Jason Tatum in your top 10.
Yeah, again, Tatum doesn't belong in there. The thing with Kawhi is, as we're going into the next season, we expect Kawhi to be out there. I think he had to get a spot. Let's rip through 5 through number 1. Coming in at 5, the finals MVP, Steph Curry. You might say Steph Curry deserves to be higher. I could hear some debates. Go back and look through this postseason. Steph Curry obviously was the best player against Boston, finals MVP. He wasn't the best player in the prior series. Against Memphis, it was Ja. Against Dallas, it was Luka. Against Denver, it was Jokic. That's just the truth of it all. And I don't have Ja Morant here inside my top 10. Some people might. Steph Curry is phenomenal. But there's a guy who's going to be coming up right now, and it's at number 4. It's LeBron James. You can't say, oh, but I trust Steph to be out there more than LeBron. Over the last 3 years, LeBron's played like 50, 60, 70 more games than Steph Curry. Okay? You cannot say that. Oh, Steph's more likely to be out there. He's not. And really, the story here should be that I have LeBron at 4. First time, decades, he's not top 3. Here was the difference with the top 3 guys. It's the health, and it's the likelihood that they're going to be out there, and I have a 0% chance to miss the postseason because they are going to be out there. LeBron is darn close to that level, but that health ultimately is the separating factor. He was not healthy last year. He was not healthy enough this year, and that is why LeBron got bumped to 4. I will tell you this, though. You get to the postseason, there is only one guy I would take over him. But because I'm trying to capture the whole story, I put him back at 4. At 3, it's the back-to-back MVP, Nikola Jokic. Look, I was hard on Jokic the first two games against Golden State, and rightfully so. What did he follow up with? 37-18-5, 37-8-6, 30-19-8. Stop the madness. What this guy is able to do, and by the way, he can give you a little bit on the defensive side of the floor. This guy stuffs the stat sheet like few others. Nikola Jokic is a top three player in the NBA. But number two for me is Luka Doncic. The MVP favorite, and rightfully so. I trust Luka's impact a little bit more. I think maybe a little bit less. A little bit less on the defensive side. And I know the Jokic's defensive numbers. Don't give me that. I worry a little bit less about Luka at times on the defensive side of the basketball. And, by the way, there's a projection aspect to this. I think Luka hits another level next season. I really believe that. Again, rightful MVP favorite. The last player, I don't think there's still any debate around this. It is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Look, at playoffs or not, you take Giannis over every single player in the NBA. He was unbelievable last year during the regular season, 30, 11.5, and 6. And what he did in the postseason was spectacular as well. Against that Boston Celtics team, 34, 15, and 7. A triple-double in game number one. 340-plus point performances against the defense that people at the time were fooled into thinking was unstoppable. Last year's finals MVP, a two-time MVP. He is the best player in the world. Quickly, Koski, your thoughts on 5 through 1.
I mean, I agree with you 100% on Giannis being number one. Best player in the world as far as a guy taking over a game. It's Giannis coming off a game season where he's over average just under 30 points per game. And then number two, Luka makes sense too. The MVP betting market, it says it. Luka, Giannis, Luka number one, Giannis tied for the second best odds. K-Dub, I love your top five, though. I wouldn't change anything about that. I know it's tough for you. They're probably not put LeBron number one. I know you probably really wanted LeBron number one. But you know what? You're right. He deserves to be there. The Steph one's interesting, but I agree with you, right? Five's still a good number. Maybe after this season, next season, if he goes off again, maybe you swap him and LeBron, but based off what...
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
LeBron has done so far in his career compared to Steph. 4 for LeBron, Steph. I like it, K-Dub. Like I said, the only one to really switch out is I try to get a way to get Trae Young in your top 10.
Yeah, listen, I wanted Trae in the top 10. If Trae has like a first good month, I'm going to do an updated top 10 to get Trae Young somewhere on that list. Fantastic stuff. We'll get you some best bets. We'll close out Betting Above the Rim next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's get out of here with some best bets. Send you on your way on a happy Father's Day. Once again, happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there. Buff, love you. Can't wait. We got some steak at the house tonight, which is going to be tremendous. Ordered some tomahawk steaks. Cannot wait for that. Let's do some best bets. Listen, I'm putting the Lakers to win the title on this. I don't care. 26-1. That number shouldn't be 26-1. I'm trying to be polite about this. There was no world the second week you didn't get 2023. I should have done the LeBron MVP. Can we parlay that? Can I take Steve to task? By the way, we got Shane Bieber on the graphic today. I mean, what an outrageous piece of business. How about Koski checked in with a 2023 title pick in Miami? I actually love the pick. I really do. I think that's good stuff there. Botch with the Botch with the most relevant pick you could possibly offer up, right? Chad Holmgren plus 120 to be the number one overall pick. Not mad at it. Man, how about intern Steve a big three future, threes company, 6-1. Listen, if that comes in, intern Steve's going to have to be able to, you know, it might be like graphics guy Steve, and then intern Steve will just be Steve if threes company wins the big three championship. Graphics guy Steve's got the Guardians money line, which is why Shane Bieber makes the cut as ultimately the photo there at plus 136. And then Jack, obviously, you knew it was all baseball. Mets money line minus 136. And apparently the text message said the brooms are out in Queens, which you have to respect. And what do you know? I saved enough time. Now you see this? Hold on. Let's make sure the mics. I mean, the brooms are out wherever the Yankees are. You understand me now? I mean, folks, they went out there. They said the AL East is the best division in baseball. It is. All three AL wildcard teams are in the AL East. Meanwhile, that whole division is 12-plus games back of the New York Yankees. They were supposed to be the ones to fall apart. Aaron Judge is going to win the AL MVP. Gerrit Cole's our worst pitcher, and he's still like top five Cy Young odds. I mean, Aaron Hicks is hot. Running through the Hicks with my wolves. See you next week, BATL.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.